Time for a look at real estate. Charles Tarby, the owner, chairman of Century 21 and Better Homes and Gardens, joins us. Charles, a very good morning to you. Nearly Easter. We'll look at the national auction results in just a second. But Charles, I want to talk to you about, once again, this whole Airbnb drama. It seems to me that there are more and more councils acting on behalf of councils, not the state government, saying, we want to take Airbnbs off the market so that long-term renters have somewhere to live. Your thoughts?
Well, Airbnb has caused a massive problem, which we already had to start with, but it's obviously been overstated. I saw an article, I think one of your team sent it through to me, regarding the fact that in the Blue Mountains, where I live, there's a massive amount of Airbnb property, and people are complaining because they can't get anything to rent. It is an issue, Luke, but you've got the investor on the other side who wants to get the best out of their return. It's a really hard one to balance. With interest rates going up, people have turned to Airbnb because they're getting fewer people stay, but a higher return. To me, it's a bit of a risk. I would prefer to have a quality tenant that I could keep in the property for a long period of time than to have people who are coming and going and partying. I mean, most Airbnbs, you know, a lot of people go away to have a good time.
Yeah, they're holiday party houses. However, one argument from an Airbnb owner I know said, the thing I like about it is because her Airbnb is up near Noosa, Rainbow Beach.
Right.
And she gets, out of just renting her property in the school holidays, and particularly summer, she gets nearly a year's worth of rent with less wear and tear.
Correct. And well, I don't know about the wear and tear, less wear and tear. I'd probably challenge that one, Luke. I mean, I stayed up in that area some time ago, and I think it was an Airbnb that Amy, my wife, organised. And, you know, you have a good time. Yeah, it's not your own home. And you know what I mean by that. You know, if you get into a car on the racetrack, you'll drive it differently than if it was your own car.
Hey, Charles, there's an old saying. You ready?
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a speed hump in a rental car.
They go faster in.
Do you like
reverse.
That?
And yeah, they go faster. And also, they're shaped, the bottom of them is shaped like an ashtray. So I know what you mean. But here's the interesting thing. The councils are talking, the state government are talking about putting taxes on empty properties or Airbnb properties. And then you get Airbnb and stays that are saying, well, we don't mind if there's a tax. Of course they don't mind. They'll just pass it on to the owner of the property. So I think it's a massive issue. And I think with the immigration policies we have, with the inability to build property at the moment because of tradespeople, because of product, materials to build, it's only going to get worse. So they need to do something. And I think if you were to do something quickly, it would be to probably approach the Airbnb aspect of it.
All right.
That would get a quick result.
Okay. Charles Tarby is with us, owner of Century 21 Australasia, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. Charles, here we are just before Easter. Did people take their homes to auction at this time of year? What was the results over the weekend?
Yeah, the result's good. I mean, the long weekend, it'll be a bit slower. There's no question about that. But the number of properties that were out to auction in this last week, and this is probably why. So you'll get 2 weeks of auctions in one weekend, so that the Easter weekend isn't impacted. There were 3,356 auctions in this last week compared to 2,800 the week before. So I think you'll find that we're still getting a couple of thousand a week if you average it all out. And the clearance rates, Luke, well, 72.3% across the nation.
Wow.
And I'm looking at Adelaide again, which last week was massive. And this week again, they're probably going to be over 80% clearance rates by the time everything settles down in Adelaide. As I've travelled around each week to each capital city, I'm finding that the marketplace, there's something not quite right in discretionary spending areas. I think people are still a bit nervous about buying the holiday home. But when it comes to everything else, I think you'll find that the market is still very buoyant. And I don't think, I think interest rates will come down sooner than later if inflation doesn't kick in with the spending that's going on. But I do think that if that spending kicks in, we're probably not going to get the rate reduction that everybody wants.
That's right. Probably later in the year than earlier, as some people were saying. It changes every month. The Reserve Bank doesn't meet until, I think, the 6th and 7th of May. So we'll wait and see what happens between now and then. Charles, if I don't speak to you before Easter, have a great break. Love to Thank Amy, you, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Luke. Bye, mate.
Charles Darby and Real Estate here on The Night Shift, Triple M.